Behold means see. If I say behold, see, all things has become new. So God is saying, see it, all things has become new.
Pastor Benga's teachings constantly remind me of who I am in Christ, and now I can live every day of my life in that consciousness.
Pastor Benga's message has been precise and understandable for me. It has helped me understand and see God's plan towards my finance.
You're about to listen to a message by Pastor Olu Benga Taiwo, brought to you by Justified House Media. We know that you'll be blessed as you open your heart to receive God's word.
Things a Christian do not grow in. The first one is righteousness. A Christian never grows in righteousness. Nobody can be more righteous than another. Another is sonship. A Christian does not grow in sonship. It's just like if, by the time you have a child or you have a son, can one say, oh, I'm a more son than another? A Christian doesn't grow in sonship. You're either a son or you're not a son. You're either in the family or you're not in the family. Wisdom. A Christian does not grow in wisdom. When you look at the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. It says, but of him, that means, but of God, are you in Christ Jesus, who is of God and has been made unto us wisdom. Look at that. Christ Jesus has been made known, has been made unto us. That means, Christ. It is not that God says, I will give you wisdom. No, he made Christ our wisdom. Do you see? So for someone to say, for God to say, okay, I want to increase your wisdom, it means he wants to increase Christ. So I don't understand. Do you understand? Christ has been made unto us wisdom. A Christian doesn't grow in wisdom. He might grow in the consciousness. It's just like saying God growing in a believer. Does God grow in a believer? Have you seen it in the... God doesn't grow in a believer. But he may grow in the consciousness of what? Of God in him. He may grow in the consciousness of the presence of God in his life. It's just like eternal life. Does someone grow in eternal life? Does eternal life grow in somebody? No. But he may grow in the consciousness of what? Of eternal life. You understand? The same thing with wisdom. Christ has been made unto him wisdom. Has he made unto us wisdom? Christ has been made unto me wisdom. Yes. He has been made unto us wisdom. Unto us wisdom. So we have to take advantage of Christ. You take advantage of Christ in your business. You take advantage of Christ in what you are doing. You take advantage of Christ in the hard situation, in that difficult situation. That situation, you have to take decisions. You begin to say, I know what to do. Christ Jesus has been made unto me wisdom. I cannot be confused. I have Christ in me. I know what to do. I'm getting out of it. You see? I'm getting out of this. It doesn't matter how far, how deep this thing is. I'm coming out. I'm coming out in victory. I'm coming out as a victor because Christ Jesus has been made unto me wisdom, and so I'm wise. I'm a wise man. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. The same thing with righteousness, sanctification, redemption. We don't grow in redemption. Redemption doesn't grow in us. We have been sanctified. You know, we've been sanctified. We are not, one is no more sanctified than the other. Right? Is it that the blood of Christ, the one is more than the other? Like I taught some time ago that, I believe it was in this teaching, or I don't know. I was teaching about how, you know, we don't sprinkle ourselves. Some people say that I sprinkle myself with the blood of Jesus. We don't sprinkle ourselves with the blood of Jesus. It is Christ, who is the high priest, that sprinkled us. Hallelujah. He has sprinkled our hearts. Our spirit has been sprinkled. Hallelujah, with his blood. Praise the Lord. Redemption. We don't grow in redemption. I've thought about redemption. Redemption is apolutrosis. Apolutrosis, which talks about, in redemption, there is actually what is called the payment of a ransom. A ransom to free something, to get something. And it's basically used for all these kidnappers. That's just a perfect story. Kidnappers, maybe when they kidnap someone, they say, oh, give us 100 million ransom. When you give us 100 million ransom, for this child or something, So if the government come or if someone come and to want to redeem the child from those people, he pays the what? The 100 million and as a ransom to redeem that child. And that was what the Bible says about here. That Christ Jesus, God made Jesus, you know, as our redemption. Hallelujah. So a Christian do not grow in redemption. Can a Christian grow in redemption? It's not possible. Because Christ was made once and for all payments. And the scripture makes us understand that Christ is not coming to die again. Amen. So no one is more redeemed than the other. Hallelujah. So I talked about righteousness, sonship, wisdom, sanctification, redemption, eternal life.
Trust that you have been blessed. We love you to share your testimonies with us through our social media pages. You can also email us at justifiedhouseministries@gmail.com. We're invited to fellowship with us Wednesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. at Justified House Auditorium, Hamination, beside all your teaching hospital, Shagam, Ogun State, for a refreshing time with the Lord Jesus near your family.